Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's a magic number.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and it's time for another round of Pick 3, when we hear about three new releases that are worth checking out. And joining me is the writer, blogger, and host of the MTV show Hip Hop POV, Soumya Krishnamurthy. Soumya, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. So what do you got for us today? Start off our list with pick number one.
Well, pick number one is the reason I'm a little tired today. I was contemplating leaving the sunglasses on. I just went and saw Frank Ocean at Terminal 5 yesterday. Amazing show, sold out concert. For those who don't know, Frank Ocean, singer, songwriter, his album Nostalgia Ultra made a big dent last year online, and he was also on Kanye and Jay-Z's Watch the Throne. Earlier this month, he made kind of a groundbreaking revelation when he said openly that he had a relationship with a man. Mm-hmm. A week after his album, Channel Orange, came out, which is my first pick, and it's really honest, open album. You know, sonically, it takes pages from D'Angelo and Sade and Prince, you know, really like the legends of the genre, but lyrically, there's a hip-hop sensibility. And I think what's most overt is just his honesty. At times he's talking about loving a woman, and other times he's talking about loving a man. There's this gender fluidity that we've never seen before. So I think Channel Orange is something that no matter whether you like R&B or hip hop, or you're just kind of interested, who is this kid that everyone's talking about? It's worth a listen.
And you've chosen the track Forrest Gump, which in addition to sampling that movie, is notable for what?
So Forrest Gump is interesting because he first performed it at Coachella this year. And the song is about loving a man, watching him play football. You know, there's all these like allusions to the movie. And when it first came out, everyone thought, oh, he must be talking from the point of Jenny. That works. But after his confession that he actually had a long time love affair with a man, well, maybe, you know, he's actually talking about the love of his life. So there's some eyebrow raising, but it's great songwriting, and you gotta love anytime an R&B song incorporates a Forrest Gump.
This song is called Forrest Gump from Frank Ocean.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw.
The song is called Forrest Gump from Frank Ocean, the R&B singer, and his album Channel Orange, which is doing really well on the charts. And as Soumya Krishnamurthy has told us, you know, getting a bit of a boost from the publicity that surrounded his coming out earlier this summer.
You know, when he came out, they actually pushed the album a week early, and they released it digitally, and it sold well over 130,000 copies, which in today's climate is pretty immense.
Mm-hmm. Soumya is co-host of MTV's show Hip Hop POV and with us for our pick three this week. Up next, your second pick, Kendrick Lamar. I've been hearing this name a lot. Who is this guy?
Yeah, so this guy is a young rapper out of the West Coast, and in many ways he's Dr. Dre's protege, the legendary producer known for working with Tupac and Snoop and really that whole West Coast rap movement. Kendrick is really known for his lyrical dexterity, and his mixtape Section 80 came out last year. Critical acclaim. It's something, if you haven't heard, you know, definitely take a listen. And what's great about him, even though he's very young, he's not afraid of socioeconomic issues, sociopolitical issues, but he does it in a way that isn't preachy. It's not him standing on a soapbox. I think you're really going to see that in this next track, Swimming Pools.
This is from Kendrick Lamar's album, Good Kid in a Mad City, which actually comes out in October.
Yes, sir.
Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Faded. Frank. Faded. Drink. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Kendrick Lamar. The album comes out in October. It'll be called Good Kid in a Mad City. And this is the song Swimming Pools, subtitled Drank. Soumya, you could just take it at face value. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and I dive in. It's just like completely hedonistic. But when you listen to the song, there's
absolutely
kind of an undercurrent going there.
Yeah, there's definitely an undercurrent. I mean, what's great about the song, it could be an awesome drinking song that any frat party would love to have. But, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's all about this notion of addiction, how he got addicted, and how he's sort of continuing that cycle. So there's a little bit of a duality there. It's very interesting.
Now, we didn't mention the hip-hop collective known as Odd Future when we were talking about Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Although he has been a part of that collective.
Yes, yeah, so Frank has been a part of Odd Future, and Kendrick, incidentally, is part of Black Hippie, which is another one of these interesting collectives, young rappers including J-Rock and Absol. You know, in hip-hop, it's all kind of about the crew and crew love, so it's not odd to see that these guys have aligned themselves very early on in their careers.
Yeah, the reason I mention it here is that kind of moody production in the Kendrick Lamar reminds me a little bit of Tyler, the Creator, you know,
sure.
Some of his music from Odd Future. And as long as we're now in the hip-hop world,
yes.
One of hip-hop's big names from the 90s is back.
He is back. Well, he never really left, so Nas.
And he is Nas, yes.
Nas is celebrating his 10th studio album, Life is Good, which is currently the number one album on the charts. You know, it's great to see Nas sort of come full circle. He's been one of my favorite rappers for a really long time, but with Nas, it's always plagued by inconsistency. Illmatic, It Was Written, Still Matter, great albums, but then he deviates. You know, is he a lyricist? Is he the radio rapper? Is he the club rapper? He's kind of all over the place. And with this album, I think he comes full circle and you hear a comfort in his voice. He's very much at peace with who he is. He's almost 40 years old and he's having almost 40-year-old problems. And you're going to really see that on this album. But he does so in a way with panache and with style that's still very true to him and true to hip hop.
Now, the album closes with the track that you picked called Bye Baby, which is pretty clearly autobiographical.
Absolutely. So Nas had a very high-profile romance and then later a split from singer Khalees. Very tumultuous, all over the gossip rags. And this is really his, I would say, open letter about that. Their courtship, the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations. And he gets pretty personal. You know, rappers aren't really known for exuding open emotion when it comes to things like relationships. It's usually about the chest beating and the braggadocio. But, you know, Nas is very honest. Like, I got married, I fell in love, it didn't work out. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's optimistic. I think you really hear that in this track.
It's called Bye Baby from the new album by Nas called Life is Good.
Bye, baby, I guess you know why I had to leave. 7 months in your pregnancy, about to have my seed. Let's take it back some years, rewind it to the happy years. You and your Star Trek fam, I'm thinking you cats are weird. Same time, different, yeah, I was digging y'all flow. Then I tatted you on my arm so niggas would know. I thought no one could stop us. Matching gold watches, I was your Johnny Depp. You was my Janis Joplin, yet the cuter version. Yet I knew you personally better than you knew yourself. And I know this for certain, crib in a Dominican. We got away from everybody. You screaming at the racist cops in Miami was probably the highlight of my life. Like, hi, yo, look at my wife, gangster. Me and 20 cops about to fight. Crazy night, bailed you out next morning. We got clean like it never happened. And later we at that heat game. Just another day in the life of two people in love. But it wasn't enough. So baby, guess what?
I guess you knew it blew a good thing, baby.
Bye, baby.
song is called Bye Baby from Nas's best-selling record called Life is Good, which is out now.
How great is that guy sample, by the way, on that
track? Well, I was just
going to
ask you who that sample is, singing actually.
Yeah, so that's Guy's Goodbye Love.
And who is Guy?
Well, Guy is a...
Was
an R&B group from the 90s and featured Teddy Riley of Blackstreet and, you know, later of many other things.
So interesting samples, interesting tales. I love the verse and about, you know, him and Khalees, you know, with the racist cops in Miami. And then later they're at the Heat games.
Just, so good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a hip hop Bonnie and Clyde. And I really love about the track is the way he ends it. It says something to the effect of, you know, if I could do it again, watch me do it all again. It's a beautiful life. And, you know, at the end of the day, you live and learn. I think it's not just indicative of their relationship, but also his career. And he's at a good place. He's at a comfortable place. And it's good to see, you know, our Queensbridge hometown boy coming full circle. So Nas, Life is Good. It's definitely a great album to listen to.
He's in a good place at the top of the charts. And Soumya Krishnamurthy has been with us for this week's Pick 3. She's host of MTV's show Hip Hop POV. Frank Ocean's new album, Channel Orange, the Kendrick Lamar track, Swimming Pools, the new Nas album, Life is Good. That's a heck of a pick three. Thanks, Soumya.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
This is Soundcheck.
Could you imagine writing your deposition? Divorce lawyer telling you how this thing gonna be ending? With you paying out the ads? And I'm talking half, not some but half. No, serious half. Half of your soul, half of your heart you leaving behind. It's either that or die. I wanted peace of mind. And all I seen was suckers, cowards, under their breath.